All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. I've been ready for an hour and a half, Sydney.
Oh, what's up? We're back. Ansley's sassing me already out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a little bit of a short episode. We have to tell you that now. It's going to be like a half hour episode. I just got back from recording with Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast for their Patreon. And so that put us behind schedule for our recording time.
And it put you right in your hot pants, too.
Right in my hot pants. When you called, so Ansley called me when I was still there to yell at me, to sass me mm-hmm. for not being here to record.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told you, I was like, hey, we're still doing stuff. And then, like, hung up the phone and I turned to the guys. I was like, that's how you handle Bay.
Oh.
They were all like, fuck yeah. They were like, I got off the phone and they were like, man. How'd you do that?
And then you left there and you called me back and you're like, hey.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I love you.
Yeah. So what is up? What is up?
Just living in a pandemic.
Living in a pandemic, man. I mean, I guess we can just hop into this, right?
Yeah.
The world is crazy. We can go any direction. I mean, is it Kanye West?
I just watched part of his video.
Yeah.
Him crying. Like,
if
it was abortion, I wouldn't be here. Like, my dad, if it was.
That's a strange thing to cry over.
Yeah.
Like, to be like a 40-year-old man crying over being almost aborted.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, I read the articles and I was like, come on, everybody, give Kanye a break. And then I saw the clip of the video and I was like, okay, I don't know what's going on here.
And it's like, maybe if he didn't start crying at that part when he was crying about possibly killing his daughter with an abortion, that would have been a different cry.
Yeah.
Because it would have been the first cry.
Yeah.
Right? But he had momentum and he took cry momentum into the second part and he just sounded like a fucking Muppet.
They didn't even show me that much of it. They just showed me his first cry.
Here's one of the worst cries for a man. When you are crying and talking and you never close your mouth.
That's a man ugly cry.
I didn't know until I saw him do it. I was like, that is not how a man should cry.
Close your mouth.
You gotta close your mouth after each word. Or at least after the sentence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Close it.
Close your fucking mouth, dude.
And it's a pandemic. Close your mouth.
Yeah, close your mouth. Close your mouth. You cannot cry like that during a pandemic. No. He was like, oh my God.
He was
in his mouth, stayed open the whole time. It's like, oh my God. And even though you couldn't hear it, you can't not believe that, like, when he was like with his mouth open, it was like dogs could hear the sound that was coming out of his mouth. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Why are you crying like that?
Oh no.
Gosh, that was
quite a start for his run for being the president, huh?
It was. Like, no one has ever
started like that with a mouth open cry.
never. Even when Hillary Clinton cried during her campaign, she closed her fucking mouth.
Yeah, she did. She had a stoic cry.
Yeah, well, she, you know, because, like, she cried one time and then everybody was like, oh my God, that was, she really, you know, put it out there.
Yeah.
And then she was like, well, okay. And then she tried it again.
She's like plucking hairs on her body. Like, oh, make the tears come.
Yeah, that was, yeah, that second cry for her, and everybody was like, ugh.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, because the first, it was very funny, because the first cry, they were like, oh my God, that takes so much courage to get out there and be that vulnerable. And then the second time, it was like, bitch, please. Woman, chill.
I was too much of a supporter at the time to agree with you then.
Yeah, but you agree now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Two cries back to back is equal to one open mouth cry. Kanye's not making it.
No.
We saw what happened with two cries.
Yeah.
One open mouth cry.
He's done now.
Yeah, he crushed himself. Mm. He crushed himself. That's, yeah, that was pretty ridiculous. That was a pretty ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
And again, not to keep rehashing the same thing, but you can't be 40 crying about almost being aborted, right? But that's not what he was crying about.
Yeah.
That's honestly not what he was crying. He was crying because he wasn't raised by a father.
Yeah.
Right? Because he was like,
his dad wanted to abort him.
Is my mom saved my life because my dad wanted to abort me because he was too busy.
He did go high voice. There was a lot of high voice. That's what I said when after I watched it. I was like, whoa.
Oh, and your high voice, huh?
All that high voice.
Way up in there, huh? As a musician, he should know better. That is not a pleasant sound, dude.
That's behind closed doors crying.
Like. For sure. That is behind closed doors sound. You don't even want, not even that you don't want people to hear you make that sound, but you don't want to be responsible for people hearing that sound.
You know, yeah, that's like get it out of your system in the bathroom with the door closed. And then if you still need to talk to your loved one, then go talk to them.
Yes, please.
You can have another cry.
Come back in your regular fucking voice. Please. Please. But he's, I also noticed with how high he got that his regular talking voice, he's definitely deepening it. You know, like this. I don't know, to sound prolific. I don't know why he's doing that. But that's not, nobody goes from that to that naturally.
It was high.
That, his normal voice, that's not genuine.
His normal voice is more like this. So he wasn't high voicing. Yeah. He was just, he got was this normal voice.
He's voicing. I'm a fucking genius. Yeah. Yeah, what else? What else? What else is out there? Did you hear about Trader Joe's?
No. I mean, all I thought about was that story that you told me about the person that worked there that had to follow the butt toucher wiping up everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. Shout out to the Church of Sacred Dogology. Yeah, somebody was telling us they worked at Trader Joe's and they had to deal with all these crazy people during the pandemic, and that there was somebody digging in their ass and then touching stuff, like shopping.
like wrist touching
deep,
shopping.
Wrist deep in ass and then like, You know, and then he had to go and follow this person, and everything they put down, he had to take it off the shelf with tongs, and like put it like just put it in a hazmat bag.
Yeah.
And it just, he had to incinerate everything that motherfucker touched. That is wild. Could you imagine having to like that? Like, luckily, that crazy person was only touching items on the shelf. Like, what if they got in another customer's face and you had to like subdue that person without them touching you with their shit hand?
Ugh. And all it made me think about is, like, you know, your kids touch everything and like lick things, and like, and you're like, butt toucher was probably here before you, kid. Like, stop licking everything.
Yeah, that's a good point now.
Yeah.
That's a good point now. It's like, hey, we have to assume everything we touch has been touched by butt hand.
Yeah. Butt hand is out there.
It's out there.
Yeah.
It is for sure out there.
Because you don't want to accidentally lick a butt hand product.
It's out there touching your Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
That's funny because, like, when he was telling me that, and when he said that, like, he was digging his ass touching products, my first response was, oh, he's probably not touching anything I eat, though. There's no way. I eat normal hand stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, you know, butt hand food is, like, high in sugar. Like, high in fructose. He's not, like, he didn't say anything about that guy being in the produce aisle.
No.
You know, it's like. Yeah, so Trader Joe's is, they're coming under, I guess, scrutiny is the best way to put it. They're coming under scrutiny for the fact that some of their products, the way they brand them, is they do this kitschy little branding using the Trader Joe's moniker, but for other things. So for their Mexican food products, it's called Trader Jose's. Right? Which was cute up until this year.
Yeah.
You know? And then I got to remember how they.
But like, are we really offended by that? Is like Jose out there being like, fuck no, you can't use my name?
I don't think so. Because
white people are just offended by it?
Why? I mean, what are we going to do now? Whitewash everything now so that everything's white? Like, at least then there was some representation. You go to Trader Joe's, and then if you get some Chinese food or Asian food, it's called Trader Ming.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't put too much thought into that, but okay.
No.
They like went with the first idea on every one of these.
Yeah. Well, what do you think their Middle Eastern food is called? Just traitors. Fucking traitors.
Trader. How can I not think of any Middle Eastern names? I'm like Trader Aladdin, Trader Camel, yeah. Trader it's Sand. Like,
Trader. Trader.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Let me stop us from getting canceled and tell you.
Okay.
Right? Arabian Joes.
Ah, okay. I see what they did there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not terrible, but yeah. It's also a chance for people to go to this store that is clearly a white store. Like Trader Joe's is clearly a white store.
Yeah.
Right? And then you see outreach.
Yeah.
Into your culture. Now they're taking it all away.
So now it just has to be Trader Joe's Middle Eastern food?
I guess.
This is like somebody who's like, I fucking hate fun. Let's take it all away.
Dude, all of it. And the one thing that we can attest to is that minority representation makes everything fun.
Yeah, put a little sombrero on it.
Oh my God, I don't even know what you're talking about, but I love it. I want it. I'll buy it right now. Put a sombrero on it. I'm buying it right now. You know, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, like a party in a party until one minority shows up. You know, it's like, oh, okay, now we can do the electric slide. Yeah, it's a weird thing that we're doing.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Have you ever been to, you ever drive through like, I think it's South Carolina, and it's like, there's all those billboards, and it's like south of the border? What is it?
Yes, south of the border.
South of the border, and it's like, you like stop at all those kitschy little stores.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, they've got to close that, right? That's highly offensive to somebody.
I've never been to south of the border.
Yeah.
But are there brown people working there?
No, it's like, maybe, but it's like, it's not. Yeah. Whether, like, I don't know what color they are. They're like rest stop people. You know, like, it's all it is like a fancy rest stop.
They're their own race.
Yeah.
You cannot tell what the race of a rest stop person is.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, when you go into a rest stop, you immediately see the difference between humans and rest stop people.
Yeah, you're never like, oh, do you work here?
Yeah.
Like, no.
It's like, you know, and instead it's like, you live here, right?
Yeah.
You're just wearing his work shirt for temporarily, right? That's what you sleep in here?
Yeah.
That's your pajamas here? Yeah, no. Fucking rest stop people, they definitely are their own people. And, yeah. What are we doing? We're zipping along here. Short episode. Sorry we're coming at you hot like this. But it's other than that, it would have been none.
Yeah.
It would have been no episode until like a couple days, and then who knows what it would be.
I was listening to my fun stories about women in history, and something that amused me was that there was a king of England, and he wanted his wife, and so like there was rumors of this woman being like very like beautiful. Yeah. So he sent one of his guys out like, oh, go check her out for me. You know, because like back then when like you wanted a wife, you used to be like, send me her painting, you know, and you wait like 6 months while somebody paints it. And then they like ship it across the country. And then you look at it and you're like, okay, I'll meet him. And then like whenever the kings would meet the ladies, like they'd still be like, was that painting real? Or like flip up the veil. Like there's a lot of stories of them being like, you're just under that veil because you're trying to trick me. And they get really mad, and then they offend the woman because they flip up the veils.
What angle is the painting from? Like, is it from an up angle?
Yeah.
It's like, it's like you're looking at it, you're like holding this painting like, nah, give me another angle.
Yeah. It's 6 months later.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
So
wait, is that her or her friend? Which one in the picture? It's like, yeah.
So he sent his buddy over, like, go check her out and come back to me. Buddy went to see her, and like this woman was like she was like, not only was she very, very pretty, but she was like 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Back when like the average guy was like 5'8", so like women were even smaller. So she was the first woman that was anointed queen. And like she was anointed
because of her height.
Well, because she was a queen. Like I think that like they couldn't deny it. You know, they were
like tall and hot.
Yeah, like they called other people queens, but they crowned her. Like they coronated her. You know, later in her life. But first, he sent his buddy over, and his buddy saw her, and he was like, "I love her." And he went back to the king, and he was like, "She's ugly and she's misshapen. Can I marry her?"
Yeah.
And the king was like, "Okay." And
he brought her back
and was
like, she's fixed. It's a long trip.
Well, he went to live with her, and like they lived a couple years happy together.
Yeah.
And then the king was going to a party that they were at, and he was like, oh, fuck. Like, what am I going to do? And he went to this queen, and he was like, can you make yourself ugly? And she didn't. And the king came and saw and was like, yeah, she's not ugly and misshapen.
It was like, whoa, I'm a queen. Yeah. Like, I don't know what kind of paranoid weird shit you got going on right now.
Yeah.
But I'm a queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then mysteriously, like a little bit later, the guy that lied about it, he died. And the king married the queen.
Yeah. And she probably didn't even give a fuck.
No.
She was like, I should probably be with a king anyway.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, who the fuck sent you?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
It's also pretty sick that, like, he had enough game to, like, sail across the sea, see a hot chick, and be like, mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, where did they? Where, like, was he black? Who had that kind of game back then?
It was from Wessex. Apparently, the English from Wessex were kind of badasses.
Okay. Fair enough.
They had, like, the smallest amount of land, and then they, like, ruled with the most power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll make you extra confident when talking to the ladies.
Yeah, they were,
you
know, balling.
Like when you come from a land of overachievers.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like yeah, I get the baddest bitches.
Yeah,
that's pretty sick. You saw that Anthony Fauci, or is that his name? Yeah, Anthony Fauci. How do you say
Fauci?
Fauci. He's throwing out the first pitch at a baseball game.
No.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I'm sure he's going to be wearing a mask and gloves, but that's not even important. Like, he's not making it to the to the plate.
No.
There's no fucking way. This guy has been hanging out doing science his whole entire life. There's no way he's making it to the fucking plate with that.
It almost feels like they're mocking him.
It is. It was like, it's probably going to be his first time playing baseball.
Yeah.
It is. It is. It is a little mocking, but they're also like, he's a national hero. And yeah. So it's like, I think they're kind of like, mocking or ridicule, like it's in Trump's face. It's like, eat it, Trump. Yeah. He's the real hero.
At this baseball game that nobody's going to be at to watch because we're not allowed to go.
Yeah, it's going to be, they're going to make a big deal about it in the media though.
Yeah.
Because again, it's like they're thumbing their nose at Trump.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be on every fucking channel.
Yeah.
You know, him throwing a ball 4 feet in front of his. I just want there to, I want him to be mic'd up.
Yeah.
I want to hear the sound Anthony Fauci makes when he tries to throw a baseball hard. He's going to sound like Kanye crying over his door.
All open mouth. Ah.
I didn't make it in the plate. I didn't make it. Man, what else you got? What else you got?
Oh man, I don't think I got anything.
Yeah. I got, well, I saw a lot of stuff talking about being the 25th anniversary of the movie Clueless.
Oh, real 25? No.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
25 years? What? Was I two when that came out?
I don't do math. That actually confused me for the actual math. Now I can't figure out how long ago it came
out. You don't know how old I am?
No, I don't know how old I am now. I'm like, what did she do? What kind of sorcery was that? So 25 years, what was I? Like 15, right?
Yeah. Yeah, your math is pretty easy.
Out. Yeah. It was, I remember that movie. I remember that movie came out. And I was just like, this movie is fucking dumb.
This movie was great.
I mean, well, make no mistake, I enjoyed watching the movie, but at the end of it, it was like, that was dumb. You know, it was like easy to watch.
Yeah.
It's fun, had funny parts, it was a movie.
Yeah.
You know, they went through all the plot devices of a typical movie.
Yeah.
But then it was like,
yeah. I just saw a clip of Top Gun.
Yeah.
And it was like Tom Cruise, like it was like an intense moment, and I was like, wow, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, wow, his acting was on point. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't hold up, I guess. Like the plot of Clueless, like the movie itself, I think is a classic as far as like watching it is concerned. But like how applicable it is to society, like reality, it stopped holding up like the second the movie came out.
Oh, but it has good. It has storylines that hold up for girls. You know, it's got like the girl that was nice that got caught up with the popular girls that gets a makeover, but then she realizes she should just be herself and be with the boy that she likes and not like try to be somebody else. And you know, she has, it has some of those girl themes in it.
That's fair. But what is Elle is her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. The main character, what is her thing, though?
Her thing is that she's trying to live this life where everything's, I don't know, she tries to have sex with a gay guy, and she's like, oh, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
She's trying to help everybody. She just needs to help herself. I don't know. I don't know what her story is.
Yeah, whatever. It's a good movie. I don't care. It's a classic. Fuck whatever.
Yeah.
It's a timeless classic.
Get on board, yeah. Sydney.
Yeah. I just like, it was annoying because like a girl that I dated at the time that it came out like annoyed the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
And also annoyed me about that movie. Like she was annoying and she liked that movie. So it's like, yeah. I associate that with
That's fair.
Her.
And yeah.
It's like, ugh. Can't believe anybody watched that movie. Yeah. It was pretty wild time. Mm-hmm. But so I was just, when we were hanging, when I was doing the Patreon with Matt and Shane, like, so for some, whatever reason, I don't remember why, but the Zulus came up.
Yeah, and because you brought them up. Well, because you started going Zulu, Zulu.
It's like what I said when I sat down. Like, why are you saying that? Fun fact about the Zulus. Weird that it came up. Yeah. But when we were downstairs after the Patreon, we were like playing a little Mortal Kombat. That's what I was doing when you called.
Oh.
And I was like.
We're not done here yet.
Well, that
Important
was part of
business.
That was part of the sketch. Like that was planned. That was always part of it. Playing Mortal Kombat, like going doing the Patreon and playing Mortal Kombat was always part of the plan. So we were doing business, right? I didn't lie. I didn't lie. I love how that works out, right? So, but I forget what we were talking about there, but. I told them about this story about the Zulus, which is so funny to me, right? It was, so one of the things about the Zulus is that they were advancing warfare at a rate that hadn't been seen in Africa. Like they were like a tribe that decided to specialize in warfare and they just got exponentially good at it. Like every fucking day, like every day they woke up better at war.
Yeah.
Right. So, they were trying to take out this one tribe. So they snuck into their encampment and they laid down, like each, they laid down with them and pretended to be part of their tribe and like acted like they were sleeping. And then like at an organized time,
okay.
They just like stabbed the person next to them and then acted like they were sleeping again. And then they just kept doing that over and over again to the point that the tribe that they were like sleep stabbing, they were like, what's happening? We're being, these are ghosts or demons or something. We got to get the fuck out of here. And then they all left and like went to like a river close by where more Zulus were waiting and just massacred them.
Yeah.
But it's just hilarious to me. That they were fighting against a tribe of people that spoke the same language, looked exactly alike, slept the same.
Yeah. Like what kind of sleeping patterns do they have that somebody can just lay down next to them and they're just like, okay.
Yeah, it's just like, cool.
Yeah.
And then like people get stabbed and nobody's like, well, what's up with those 40 people that just came and laid down?
Yeah. Like they're not suspicious of
who the fuck
at all.
Are they?
Yeah.
Like, listen, I'm not knocking your ghost theory.
Yeah. Right? But
what about these strangers? You know, that's like, that's just so funny to me. If that story is a racist person's dream.
Yeah.
To be like, I told you, they're all look alike. They can't even distinguish themselves from each other.
Or their sleeping beds. Yeah. Or like.
Where it's like, you can't look to your left and be like, that is not Zulu Jose. Yeah. Or Zulu Joe. Yeah. What the fuck?
Arabian Zulu.
That's not Zulu Joe. It's like, these are, how do you not know, you don't recognize these people?
That's a weird story.
It is a weird story, right?
Yeah.
And the guy, he's telling us, he's talking about how this is like, that this technique was just like a methodology marvel. You know, it was just like.
Savage.
Where it's like, I think there's a bigger story that you're missing here, guy. This is mind blowing. Like, why is this whole entire book not about this one event and how the fuck it even happened?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So I just been, since I heard that, I cannot wait to tell Ansley this. It's insane.
Their solution was like, let's go down to the lake. It wasn't like, let's get a door with a lock on it. Like,
dude, well, I didn't have time. This was all one night. This is all one night. I think.
They're like, fuck ghost. Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah. It was the other thing that was funny about the Zulus. So they're a witch doctor culture.
Yeah.
Right? And the witch doctor has a lot of power, because they're scary. Like, people are freaked out by the witch doctor.
They are too, because I know we are.
Yeah,
like.
for sure.
Okay.
And they also had this. Yeah, we talked about it before. They smell out dissenters, which means they just like, oh, that person, he doesn't believe in us anymore. Yeah. And then they murder that person.
Of course.
Because dissenters have to be murdered. I mean, they were developing. Shaka Zulu was purposely trying to develop the single most formidable war force in the history of the world.
Yeah.
And so dissenters had to be gone. Old people had to be murdered and everything. So when people got sick, they saw the witch doctor, right? And the witch doctor would look.
Like, fuck, no, I don't want to see him. Like,
I'm not sick.
No.
Yeah. And then so you go see the witch doctor, and he'd either cure you. And if he couldn't cure you, then you were considered possessed by demons and they killed you.
Oh, that's the worst doctor ever.
The worst doctor ever. The worst.
Oh, man.
You know, and just the idea of, I mean, you got to keep in mind, there's a lot of these things that, like, at that time, it was 1870s, 18.
It's way too recent.
You know, but it's also.
I guess it's
before. Like, yeah. Penicillin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like before a lot of the things.
Before you can cure you of anything.
Before, it was before cures.
He's like, here, chew the grass. Like, I'll wave my hand over you. And
then, like, watch you.
Yeah. I'm better. I'm so much better.
He doesn't look better than me.
He's like, their wounds are like, because I'm sure, like.
Yeah, infections.
Yeah, oh, I got stabbed by a wild pig, like this disgusting infection on me. Like,
and they'll do something like chew up grass and put it on him.
Yeah.
And it'll get more infected. And be like, he's cursed by demons.
Yeah, like, no.
Your mouth is cursed by gingivitis, dude. Yeah. We don't know anything about oral care yet. You know, it's.
Oh, that's rough.
It is rough.
He probably didn't cure anybody. Did he cure anybody?
The witch doctor?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I would have never told anybody I was sick. You know,
cover it up.
Yeah, cover. No, I'm good. I don't need a leg. Just cut my own leg off.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The kids are starting to get restless. All right. We did it. We popped it. Short, half hour episode. I think we did it. We got it in there. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Well, you know, we'll be back with the normal episode soon. We just didn't want you to have nothing.
Yeah.
Right. That would you know. So I hope you enjoyed it. I definitely call this episode Zulu Joe. And thank you for listening. Short episode, so I don't want to get into the shout outs because they take long and we're up against the clock as it is. So thank you so much for listening. We love you all. Tune in for the next episode where we're going to be doing a shout out. So I got to say shout out to Melissa for the music.
Yeah.
Andrew Pace for all the things he does for all the podcasts.
Yeah.
And Hearts Jiu-Jitsu, we're back at it. We're live. Yes. We're taking people now. So if you want to learn Jiu-Jitsu and you live in or near Conshohocken, holler at us. Get at us. We will get you fight ready. All right. We're out.
Yeah.